Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. For those of you who want to ride again but you have some physical limitations, check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Joining us now, a guy who ran for governor in the great state of Nevada. He rode to all 17 counties on his bike. He is Jared Fisher, and he joins us. Jared, good morning. How was your weekend, sir?
Weekend was fabulous. Thanks for having me on today, Kevin. Yeah, absolutely fabulous. Had a great time with the family, and just saw my daughter Sequoia just a few minutes ago. She was all wrapped up in a valedictorian graduation outfit that my son should be wearing at his graduation and from Phoenix Fisher over at Clark High School, but unfortunately he's not going to be doing that. But it's just fun to be around with the kids right now and the family. It's just great weekend.
How much have you been able to see of the violence nationwide and here in Nevada? Up in Reno, they had to call out the National Guard over the weekend. Have you seen much of it?
Yeah, I've been keeping my finger on the heartbeat of it just a bit. Especially last night, I got a few messages from good friends of mine that had mentioned that there were going to be some protesting over in the Summerlin area. And as many people know, our main operation is in just around the corner from downtown Summerlin. So I was on high alert last night through video surveillance and so forth, just making sure we didn't have any problems in our community out there, and all seemed to be fairly peaceful last night.
In fact, I was sitting at Grape Street in downtown Summerlin, had no idea there was a protest coming, but I was having trouble getting a waiter, having trouble getting food out in a timely fashion, and one of the other patrons said, "Well, on Facebook, they apparently are planning a protest for downtown Summerlin." And it's going to be, they're telling everybody to be there at 7 o'clock. So they're going to close down everything, including Grape Street at 5. And I just got in there at 3:30 and was getting ready to order. But you couldn't get a server. You couldn't get anybody to get you food. The food orders were, and it all was surrounding the uneasiness of knowing that the rioters were coming to downtown Summerlin.
Yeah, you know, I heard you mention that earlier. And, you know, that's a great fear for business owners who've worked so hard to, you know, create this business for the, not just their livelihood, but ultimately most entrepreneurs that have their businesses out there, they're a support to the community, and they're a service to the community, and they're an extension of that community. And when we see riots that go bad, that take on a completely different direction for what riots, protests, when they take on a completely different direction into a riot, well, you know, that's, you're just shooting yourself in your own community when you watch that happen. And I hate to hear these stories about, and I know it may be a bit of hearsay, but when you have people from out of town going into other towns to, you know, to cause problems, to loot, to riot, to destroy these local businesses, these local communities, for no other reason than, you know, just being told by somebody, hey, this is a great idea. This is your opportunity to take advantage of that community. But that's not what we do in America. So, and I have no problem with these protests. You know, I think these protests are healthy. And I even think that protests, when you have anger involved in protests, you know, that's been going on through the history of our country. I just finished a really good college level seminar on U.S. history, and I read it all the way through from start to finish, and it was like 50 hours. And taking in the whole concept of the country, our United States of America, how we've gone through these time frames and these periods of protest and just these different chapters of our country. It's important that we do that because that's what makes America, America. But when these things turn violent and people have a different motive other than protesting peacefully, well, then that's when it becomes a problem. And we won't stand for that in America. That's not America. And I, you know, I shout out to all those people out there who are peacefully protesting. And you have the right to do that in the United States, but let's keep it real. Let's not ruin our country over this.
Again, Jared Fisher joining us, former candidate for governor. He has taken a bike ride through all 17 counties. I want to ask you, though, because as I was watching the looting going on in Los Angeles, in Philadelphia, in Minnesota, and yes, here in Nevada, I kept thinking to myself, is this what the presidential wannabes on the liberal side mean by reparations when you see somebody carrying a big screen TV out of a Target?
Yeah, I mean, again, I mean, that's not what we do in America. And I think most Americans understand that. And these are a far few people that go in and do that and take advantage of the businesses in those local communities and try and destroy them for other motives. And they can throw any brand on it they want. But at the end of the day, you know, America, we're not going to put up with that, and we're going to stop that at all costs. So, and it's going to take the leadership of our states. And these things are basically going to be handled on a local level. This isn't something that's going to be called down necessarily from the presidential office. This is something that has to take place within our state. We need Sisolak to take the reins on this, and he needs to give authority to these communities and for them to protect their communities, because they have the most at stake during these situations, these local communities. We don't want to see our communities destroyed, and we're not going to have it. I'm not going to have it as a business owner, and I don't have a single friend that's going to have it. So we're going to stop it at all costs, and, you know, we're going to allow those loud protests, and, you know, we might even be part of protesting and if it's an issue that we stand firmly behind. But at the same time, we're going to keep it peaceful, and we're going to do what Americans should do, and that is keep this country the greatest country on the planet.
Were you satisfied or were you disappointed in the governor's performance? He's been criticized roundly for too little, too late. He's called out the National Guard, but it was after a night of violence in Reno. And I guess my question is, has he done the right thing?
Well, I think he's right in calling out the National Guard. If you're asking me whether or not I think that he's quick in his responses, personally, that's not the way that I would do it. I would, you know, I'm most people who know me know that I get things done immediately, and I think them out long and hard before I act. But I'm, you know, I like to get things done quickly, so it does bother me personally. He's a different person. This is his job. You know, he's doing it how he feels it should be done. If we don't like it, we have the great opportunity to vote him out of office in a couple of years. So, yeah, I would have done things quicker personally. But and do I think he's doing a great job? I think he's about 2 weeks behind the curve. You know, there's a lot of people that are still not able to get up and running who are not haven't received their they have not received their money from the government. There's things that need to be done quicker and faster. And, you know, during this coronavirus and these other issues that are on the plate right now. So
let me ask you about the coronavirus thing and kind of in our state, the ancillary issue, and that is Dieter. Gig workers, a lot of gig workers still aren't getting any satisfaction from Dieter. And is there a point where you just throw up your hands and saying these people are colossal failures at Dieter? Websites, call centers, all of this stuff, they're not getting the job done, are they?
Well, I mean, I think this is tough. We're in an unprecedented time, Kevin, and there's a lot of things out there right now that are being thrown on the plates of some of our leaders who have not had proper training or who have not been in those situations under stress, and they're reacting how they feel is best. And which goes to these people who are in charge of running our state, or these people in charge of making sure that money goes out to people, that these people are working. I just think that we're in unprecedented time, and a lot of people are trying their best. And I hate to throw blame on people and, you know, and be the nagging guy who says, well, they could have done this better. You know, again, we're an elected society. So if we don't like the way things are run, we have the great opportunity to elect people who we feel will get the job done properly and quickly and efficiently, and who have experience to be in those positions, to make those decisions under stress, and be able to hopefully have the wisdom to come out on the other end in a positive light.
I got to ask you, phase two, we're in the midst of it right now. We've got the casinos opening on Thursday morning, 12:01. And the question I ask you, as a small business guy, how is phase two impacting you and your businesses?
Well, I'm on phase three, Kevin. Like I said, I'm 2 weeks ahead of the state. We're doing actually really well. I'm paying bonuses to all my employees because they have worked through the coronavirus and put themselves at risk. I think they are owed it. I want to make things easy on them as possible. The casinos, they're going to get up and running. They want to make money too. They have people that they need to make sure they're employed. They're going to do the best they can to make sure that that happens. I have faith in that. I think that we are ready to do this. I think we've been ready for quite a while, Kevin. I think a lot of people have become frustrated that they don't know anybody with the coronavirus. And I finally found somebody that I know that has the coronavirus. And she was diagnosed with it, and she didn't know she had it, and she's not sick. So, like, it's kind of, when people have stories like that, and I understand there are people dying from it, and it is serious, but at the same time, there are people who are seeing it from a different light, and they are absolutely ready to get things rocking and rolling just as soon as possible.
More coming up. Jared Fisher talking about his small business, talking about phase two, talking about whether people are finally ready to come out of their homes if they feel safe. I'm going to ask Jared Fisher if he feels safe going out and being with people. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. It's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. or check it out at libertyhealthshare.org/KevinWall. Jared Fisher joining us, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. And, you know, we've been talking about how we're into phase two. He's into his own phase three, which I think is absolutely great. Jared, let me ask you, though. I worry that when we open the casinos at 12:01 on Thursday morning, just after midnight, that people aren't going to be willing to come out and get out. What is your message to those people who are still afraid?
Well, they have every right to be afraid. I mean, if this makes them scared, then so be it. Then you should definitely stay inside. Again, I've got my dad and my stepmother. They're very nervous about the coronavirus, and so they haven't left their house for 2 months. There's definitely going to be people out there, and you should stay home. I don't think you should be out if you're vulnerable, if you've got health issues. Absolutely stay home. You don't want to get this disease. But what I am seeing, at least within our business, Kevin, we have seen an absolute boom in outdoor activities, not just around the state, but nationwide. We are seeing people trying to get outdoors, get out of their homes. They're taking their kids. People, some of them out there are still wearing masks, and many of them are not because they just want to be in the outdoors. Now, I'm seeing as well people coming in from out of state, coming into our business. So there are people already coming to Nevada for recreation right now. It's already happening, and I don't think that this is going to be a huge problem. I think we're going to see people start to go into those casinos. It's going to trickle, but we're going to see them in there. We'll see them at 12:01 a.m. I guarantee it. So. You know, be healthy, stay healthy out there. The casinos are going to take those proper methods to make sure that they're doing their best to keep their employees and their customers healthy. And when they do so, people will get out if they think that they're going to be safe. So it's going to be a positive a net gain here. So
final minute. How are you adjusting your businesses now that people are going to be out more? They're going to want adventures. You adjusted your businesses during the pandemic. What about now?
Yeah, like I say, we've got a car in every lane in our company. So we've just seen our touring operations the phones are starting to ring again. The second that we've announced that the state of Nevada is going to open up on the 4th, the phone started ringing again. So I think we're going to be good, Kevin. I think people are over staying inside. They want to get out. They want to enjoy their lives. It's going to be a positive thing, Kevin. We're going to get through this.
And is your showroom open?
Yeah, our showroom is open. People are free to come by. 10575 Discovery Drive. We're on the corner of Town Center and the 215th. We're there. So,
Jared, you have a great rest of your week. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.
There you go. Jared Fisher joining us. Escape Adventures, Las Vegas Cyclery, and other businesses. He's a small business guy that's making it work even in a pandemic. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are edging slightly higher in afternoon trading as investors weigh cautious optimism about the reopening of businesses against worries about civil unrest across the country. And Amazon announcing it's limiting deliveries and shifting routes in some cities rocked by protests. And speaking of the e-commerce giant, shares are spiking around 1% after Morgan Stanley raised its price target to $2,800 a share from $2,600, saying it expects faster forward growth for Amazon even if overall consumer spending weakens. And Nestle is being told it can no longer sell its plant-based burger, the Garden Gourmet Incredible Burger. It was being sold throughout the European Union. Impossible Foods challenged the name, and the EU ruled against Nestle, who said it would rebrand the product as Sensational across Europe while also appealing the decision. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump, in a video meeting with the nation's governor, says most of you are weak, telling them they have to dominate violent protesters. Joe Biden, meeting with community leaders at a mostly black church in Wilmington, Delaware, says the president is stoking the fires of division.
When you have somebody in power who breathes oxygen to the hate under the rocks, it comes out from under the rocks.
It's been another day of cleaning up in cities where demonstrations have turned violent in some cases over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis a week ago.
Four businesses in North Minneapolis destroyed in overnight fires that witnesses say in one case was deliberately set.
They had seen a vehicle drive around the back of the building, appear to throw something up onto the roof, and then they saw smoke coming from the roof.
Minneapolis Deputy Fire Chief Kathleen Mullen, that as at least two large peaceful protests also took place.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to The One with Craig Gutfeld.
On Fox Nation, it's Tyrus.
I carry a mask. I go places with a mask. But I don't shame people for not wearing a mask. And I'm seeing what originally was supposed to be for health is turning into a political divide. We're now using the mask as now a political statement. And that, to me, is really sad.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, we figured it out. It took us a while, but we figured this whole thing out. It took us a little while. And that is this whole notion of, you know, who is fueling all of this George Floyd violence? Who is it that's actually fueling the violence? And there are two ways of looking at this. One is it's Antifa. And that's what the president's been saying. And I tend to believe him. This is consistent with what they've done in Berkeley, what they've done in other cities, what they've done, you know, they are anarchists. Is what they are. I want to find out from you what you made of all of this. You would not expect a community like Reno to have problems, but they did. Mayor Sheevy had to ask the governor to call out the National Guard, and to his credit, he did. I think he did it a night too late, but okay, so he did. But the fact is that the governor, even if he's late, even if he's slow on the draw, he, to his credit, called out the National Guard. Now, my question to you is, for those of you listening on AM 1400 in Reno, or if you're listening in other communities where you've seen violence, and I'm not, you know, I'm trying to be as nice as I can to the governor, even though I think he screwed up so much of this stuff, Dieter and the pandemic and phase one and phase zero. Even though I think he screwed up a whole bunch of stuff and that he is a little bit slow to make decisions, the fact is that he did call out the National Guard. So good for him. I'm happy for him. I will say this, though, that this notion that it's right-wing extremists that are fueling this thing, I think is a bunch of poppycock. I think it's absolutely, and by the way, this is what the left is doing. They're trying to deflect. You know, and by the way, I'm a guy that I absolutely welcome the idea. Absolutely, you know, four square for people that want to protest. I got no problem at all. I got no problem. The one thing I will say, though, is that this idea that this is, and if you listen, if you watched CNN for any length of time yesterday, you saw they were trying to start that talking point, that it's actually the people. It's actually the people that were, it was the anarchists who were actual right-wing extremists. Yeah. It was white supremacists. Now, first of all, I want to ask you the question. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? I don't. There doesn't seem to be a lot of evidence of that. You know, these are people that are calling, you know, a one out of five, one out of seven of the arrests in places like New York and Los Angeles were people that were from outside that area. And that, to me, tells me that it's not just, you know, the peaceful protesters are doing what they have a right to do. And if they want to take to the streets and they want to do civil disobedience, the one thing I would say is that when these people are arrested for, being out after curfew, let's say. Did you hear what they did in Los Angeles? They got a 1 p.m. curfew that I guess as of 1 o'clock this afternoon, they got to be off the streets. Is that right? Wow. Anyway, let's go to your phone calls. Go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. The man behind this is George Soros. Good old Georgie's back. Okay, but I want to go to the two people that got beat up by the mobsters, the BLMers and the Antifa, the shop owner in Dallas that came out with the machete and the guy in New Salt Lake City that came out with the bow. I just got to let them know one thing. They need to bump up to either an AK-47 or an AR-15.
I was going to say, upgrade. I'll upgrade the firepower.
Immediately. And if you're going with a shotgun, use buckshot. Double-odd buckshot. Blow it right through them bastards.
Wow. Let's go to Mike in Reno. Mike, you're up and you're right there at ground zero. They had to call out the National Guard. What do you make of that?
Well, I didn't know that till this morning, and I'm glad Hillary Sheevy requested it, because, you know, she's perceived as very soft. But there's an ancient saying, Kevin, I learned this about 15 years ago, look to the obvious. And it's very helpful when you see an enemy, whether it's the Japanese or the Nazis, look to who's attacking you. And we know who's doing it, right? It's the black mobs. And whether or not there is an organization behind them is secondary. It might be true, but look who's doing it. Now, I heard, I believe I caught earlier in the morning, you had Araldo on there.
Yes.
And he's absolutely right. This is a national security issue. And you might want to cut off what I'm going to say, but I'm going to use the big existential threat. The black race and these riots, whether crimes real as here or imagined as in Ferguson, are attacking white America, and they're attacking black America. And they're attacking it because they're savages. Who burns down cities? Whether it was the Huns, the Ostrogoths, the Visigoths who were white, who burns down communities? Their own savages. And it's never going to end. And of course, you know, look, what happened in Minnesota was terrible. The guy killed him intentionally, you know, or very, very close to it. They have a corrupt police force. Don't forget that Somali shot a white woman in cold blood from a passenger seat because the goofy girl mayor wanted diversity. And you have a goofy, you know, left-wing governors who were now...
Hey, Mike, quick question, though. Do you believe that that the African-American community does not have grievances? I mean, after watching the killing...
Yeah.
Of a guy in Minneapolis. I mean, that's...
Yes, they have... Look, Kev, they have grievances. I've seen rogue cops brutalize a white man in Central Park. I've seen... It was a skinny white guy. It was totally unnecessary. I've seen police violence against white people, and it's 1,000 more than against blacks. They've had grievances, but don't forget... They commit 4 times or 5 times the amount of violent crime in the country, not per capita, as whites. Who's going to go into a black neighborhood? What fireman is going to go into a black neighborhood when they stone the fire people? They have grievances, but we have grievances against them and against an epidemic of black violence.
Well, I'll leave you with this. I'm always loath to... stereotyping an entire race. And the same way, you cannot stereotype an entire police force. What those four cops in Minneapolis did to me was criminal. The three that stood by and watched and never said, hey, bro, get off him. And if necessary, to pull him off. The poor guy was handcuffed with his hands behind his back. I mean, that's what I think most of us can agree. I mean, we can all agree upon that. That it would have been very easy for one of the three bystanders, who, by the way, the next time should buy a ticket because they did absolutely nothing. one of the three should have pulled him off. And that's a critical policing mistake that ended up leading to some form of murder. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to more of your calls. Our lines are jammed, as one might expect on a day like this. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. When you hear somebody ring off, that'll be your chance to ring in. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get to more of your calls. And it'll be, of course, as part of our wall-to-wall free-for-all. We'll give you an opportunity. We will give you an opportunity to kind of hang loose. By the way, don't forget Friday, major announcement on this radio program about this radio program, about this radio station. That's all coming up Friday. Yeah, so excited. Anyway, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up live and local now.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Hey, Nevada, this is Ted Nugent. That's right, Ted Nugent, on behalf of Republican candidate for Congress, Sam Peters, who I have proudly endorsed. Sam is a retired Air Force officer, a Bronze Star-earning warfighter, and one hell of an American. Like me, he supports God, family, country, President Trump, the Second Amendment, the Constitution, and Build That Wall. In fact, leaders at the NRA, we just gave Sam a perfect rating. As a business owner, Sam knows how to get Nevada back to work and our country rocking and rolling again. Join Ted Nugent, the Nugent family. Endorse Sam Peters for Nevada with your vote. Learn more about Sam at sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. I approve this message.
This is paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters for Congress. God bless America.
In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Hi, I'm Stephen Silver Cross, candidate for Nevada Regent. This year's primary is an all-mail-in ballot, so be sure to keep your eyes out for yours in the mail. And remember to vote Silver Cross for Regent.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Paid for by Friends for Stephen Silver Cross.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, what did I tell you? I told you that we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic, and we'd do it together. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, my buddy Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos, they have stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30-plus years. Now, while we all wait for gaming to return on June 4th, that's this Thursday, Ichabod's full menu is available 24/7 for carryout and curbside pickup. Now, to order, all you have to do is call Ichabod's Lounge. You can do it right now, 702-451-2323. The number again, 702-451-2323. One more time, call 702-451-2323. And remember, gaming returns to Ichabod's this coming Thursday, June 4th. Ichabod's Lounge, it's back on East Flamingo at Pecos. Owner Francois says, welcome back. I love that. The idea, in fact, I will probably be first in line. 12:01 Thursday morning. Nah, it's, you gotta, a man's got to do what a man's got to do. Anyway, let's get back to your phone calls. In fact, let's go to Bob. Bob in Vegas, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, thanks for taking my call. Just as you talked about before the break, okay? And I talked to former retired law enforcement, but I talked to a car from a lieutenant from a Midwest major city. I talked to my son, who's a was SWAT in the Northeast. When you have that handcuffed suspect on the ground, you have him handcuffed behind the back, you get him in the squad car, and you get him down the second off.
Darn it, Bob. Oh, come on. I was hoping to hear from Bob and what he had to say. No, but you are right, though. Once he is on the ground, once he is tied behind his back, all bets are off. The threat is gone. Clinical Carl, early on in the week. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, before I real quick on my subject, your little friend Brady there sounds like he should seek a little help. He sounds in his voice that he seems to enjoy either killing or murder. It seems to come across that he enjoys talking about it. Anyway, that's not what I called about, but he should seek help. But anyway, listen, I had some associates who worked with the police department when this Minneapolis thing. When somebody joins the police department, part of their test in most cities they take is a psychological test also to see if they're either racist, bullies, have any kind of mental problems, and whatever. This man was 18 times was written up for certain things. Now, I blame the police department. They should have had a psychological test done on him and see that. Well, I watched the tape, and I looked at him, and he was enjoying it. You could see that in his face. I think he's a racist. Everybody says racism included. But if this was a Caucasian, I don't think the same thing would have happened to him.
The problem is, Carl, we don't know. I think we got Bob back. Let's see if his cell is better or if he's on a landline. Bob, go ahead.
All right, I put another quarter in the phone. We should be all set.
Oh, there you go.
Kevin. So here's the bottom line. So the other, as I said, the other three officers, he says numerous occasions when he regularly worked the street, he says numerous occasions that I went over to the other officer and said, go take a break. Get out of here. I'll take over. And the guy is getting ready. And he almost had to push a few guys. Because that's
what you do. That's what you do, so you end up what you ended up with. Okay, next point, Kevin. You know what he did? He passed a counterfeit $20 bill. Back in the Northeast, we seized a car in the 70s on a one-no counterfeit pass. They should have got him back to the police department and try to turn him to find out what ring he was involved with, where he got the source of his money.
Well, and by the way, that may have been the ultimate destination. Unfortunately, the guy died.
That's because, unfortunately, the police, what he did was unconscionable, and that Derek, whatever his last name is.
Chauvin.
But the other three officers, I hate to say, but they should have had some moxie and did something.
Yeah. Yeah, that to me, as horrific as Derek Chauvin is, okay, to me, it is equally egregious that three other officers sworn to protect and serve did neither. They didn't protect him, and they didn't serve him at all. And that's sad. That's what's so. That to me is more egregious than anything. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Just want to say thank you. You're awesome, sir. Test kits. Hey, James Murin. I'll leave my number. Call me. I've already reported you to the FBI. James Murin made a deal. James Murin made a deal with Saudi Arabia and the Middle Eastern countries for test kits. We don't want, James, can you hear me? We don't want you on the board. We want a medical doctor. Sisolak, what's the matter with your fat head? Why do you point some guy that's a casino worker to handle a medical problem? We want the task force boss to be somebody with a medical experience. We do not want test kits from Saudi Arabia.
Good point. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. One of the things that to me is most egregious about this are the three cops that haven't been charged yet. And by the way, I fully expect them to be charged with something. At the very least, they've lost their jobs. At the very least. And to me, it's reprehensible what they, you know, their guilt by omission. And to me, it would be just common sense. Now, I would understand if in the midst of a crowd, the three other officers were, their attention wasn't on the suspect, but it was on the crowd around to make sure to protect their fellow officer from some sort of attack. They may have had their backs turned to the guy on the ground. I'm just telling you, it's unbelievable. Tomorrow, a local restaurateur is going to be opening his doors to gaming on Thursday. What is the challenge facing local restaurants and gaming bars? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, please. Live and Local now. Move your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sun take you away. Last night I heard her let him slam. And so I wish that I could stay. Before the thing could answer me, well, someone came with the lamp. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity.
Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas.
Talk now!